This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. Thanks for being here this morning. This part of the show is brought to you by Smart and Final. It's the 12 days of holiday. If you have never been to the Westfield Shopping Center, it's right on Market. It's just, or is it Market or
yeah,
Mission?
It's right on Market. It's like Market. And, well, it's so big that Mission curves around there. But it's so beautiful, and there's really something for everyone there.
Yeah. My God, the store, they've got a Lego store, which those are so fun. Kids who are into Legos, yeah. Oh, my God.
Sometimes they do like little classes for kids, too.
Janie and Jack. And you can pick up Westfield gift cards. There's something for everyone on your holiday shopping list. They also have this Finland Under the Dome pop-up experience mm-hmm. that's happening right now. It's on level 4. So if you go in, make sure you go all the way to the top. You're going to want to anyways because you want to see the inverted Christmas tree hanging from the dome. But they have fashion, food, home products straight from emerging designers in Finland. And it says here you can wander through whimsical design installations and interact with live entertainment for the ultimate winter wonderland experience. Finland Under the Dome.
Sounds good.
Doesn't it? It's cool.
Yeah, I go to that place all the time. One of the great things about that spot is there's great parking.
Yeah, they even do valet parking at Christmas time. It's right outside Nordstrom's. I think it's on 5th Street. So you pull right up there and they'll grab your car.
I just go to that lot on the other side. What is that?
5th and Mission.
Yeah.
That's so easy.
It's huge and there's always plenty of space.
Today is Friday. This is when the new music comes out. I think people are still scared of Taylor Swift. Next week, we're supposed to get the new Eminem. So that'll be a big release. But I'm actually surprised by how few big new releases are coming out. You'd think people would want to get those Christmas sales under their belts.
Sometimes what we really want from this segment, Sarah, is you turning us on to something we would never have heard of or tried.
Well, I tell you something. When I looked at the list today, I said, there's nothing on here. Let's not do it.
I never even heard of the band Code Orange.
Yeah.
And then you played them here, and the next thing you know, they're one of my favorite new bands.
Well, listen, I would have never heard When Jesus Say Yes.
If Nobody we hadn't, can say no.
If we hadn't done that in the new music segment, that is a part of the fabric of this show.
Let's see what we're all going to love this week.
Well, just so you know, this is all humming all the time, because I said, Dad, we don't have to do the new music today.
So, yeah, there were a few. There's three we're going to do, and then we'll pass it back over to Sarah. There's a film coming out called The Greatest Showman, and it's a film starring Hugh Jackman, who we've interviewed. And it's a drama, but it's a musical.
It's a story of P.T. Barnum and how the Barnum and Bailey Circus got started.
So it's like if you ever saw Rent, a lot of singing in that movie.
Awesome.
Or Les Mis, a lot of singing in that one. Mm. Anyway, this entire film is singing.
So they've got a soundtrack, Vinny, and Hooman was flipping his lid
you
over
love
it this morning.
I do like it. So I'm just
Have you seen the movie yet?
No, I see it on Wednesday. I think it comes out Christmas Day.
All right. So when is Return of the When is the Last Jedi?
That's like next Friday. So it's 2 weeks after.
I wouldn't want to get anywhere near the theater if I were a movie maker until long after The Last Jedi is passed.
So is Hugh Jackman P.T. Barnum in this show? Okay.
All right.
And so it starts off, so this first song is called Come Alive, just to give you a flavor of what's to come, because we got 4 songs from
this. Okay, all right. And are they all dancing around with like circus outfits on, like clowns are getting out of cars, someone's swinging by on the trapeze, and now there's an elephant balancing on a big ball.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Lions and a guy with a whip and a chair. So you love this.
It looks like it's a high energy, fun musical.
This does seem high energy. Come on.
What do you think, Vin? Here comes the best part.
Okay, all right.
I think that it's no Hamilton.
Right. All right, so that's
I'm moving my body.
You love it?
No.
Do you think it's as good as Hamilton?
Well, you know, the thing is, you got to spend time with any. Like, soundtracks have their own special magic to them, Vin. Like, they're not really meant to be, like, on the radio necessarily. I can't really have an opinion. Let's hear a couple of other ones off of this, and then we'll.
So this one is the most popular song on the soundtrack. It's called "This Is Me." It's Kaylee Seattle. You don't like it?
Do you see that flash of light
down at the front right hand corner of the theater? That was me exiting.
Oh.
That's the door opening as I split. Yuck.
The movie studio called me and said this is a really good film.
You love it?
Well, I'm excited to see it.
I gotta say, I do love a big over-the-top musical. Sounds like the exact same song, though, as the other one.
Does it?
Yeah. All right, let's hear. So this one is Greatest Show, Hugh Jackman?
Yeah, this is Hugh Jackman.
Greatest Show, Hugh Jackman, and the ensemble. It has some big driving drum beats.
Do you like that?
Boom, 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 boom. I don't hate it. I'm warming up to it.
That's nice.
I hate to say it. It's a little yelly, though. All right, let me hear the last one.
Well, we could stop it with that one.
No. What about the Zac Efron Zendaya one?
You want to hear that?
I think I did. That was the one I was waiting for.
Oh, it was. Okay.
Is this the weakest one
in the batch.
Oh, all right.
If you love the other three, I was going to play that, but since you didn't love the other three.
The Greatest Showman, it's a upcoming American biographical musical drama. It's a drama, but it's full of music. So Hugh Jackman, Zac Efron, Michelle Williams, Zendaya. And it's the P.T. Barnum story.
All right. So next is Matt Carney. He's got three songs out. It's just called Single.
We know this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't he come on a secret show of ours?
He did. The one we did in Oakland.
Right.
Yeah. So this is called Better Than I Used to Be.
All right. It does sound like the Chainsmokers. That's funny.
It does.
This is the sound. It's got a little thunder in there. Thunder. This is the new sound, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
He's normally a singer-songwriter guy, right?
Yeah.
He's like much more acoustic kind of guitar dude.
Yeah.
And then this is one other one called Face to Face. This is the one they're pushing.
This is closer to his old sound, but I can hear it's about to break into the Chainsmokers again.
Chainsmokers.
Oh, for God's sake. I feel pandered to.
You are.
All right.
Anyway.
Did you want to play one from Luke Bryan?
I do. So if you like this, I'll play another. If you don't like this, we'll just end it here. Okay. This is Luke Bryan's new album called What Makes You Country, and this song's called...
What Makes You Country.
Right.
He's pretty good.
He is, right?
Yeah. I don't hate him.
He has one other song on the album that's pretty good.
Okay.
It's called Most People Are Good. Most people are good. Listen to the lyrics. It's nice.
Okay. Well, that is certainly a nice sentiment.
It is.
Did he say Friday nights on your knee under stadium lights?
No, I think he said under neon lights. You want to hear it again?
Yeah.
Let's hear that part again. All right, here's the line.
Under neon or stadium lights?
Yep. Or on her knee and stadium lights.
That's what I thought. He said on your knee on stadium lights.
Should we one more time?
Under neon or stadium lights, I thought.
I think you're right.
Yeah, so it's like under neon or stadium lights.
Or at a game, at the Friday night lights game.
Not on her knees.
Guys are something else.
Well, I at first thought it might be like a Kaepernick reference, like on your knee under stadium lights. What's he saying? Well, he believes most people are good. I like that. That was very nice. Thank you, Humi. Great job today.
Okay?
It was a small crop of music today.
Let me give you the winner, Sarah, before people are still calling. Jacinta is her name, otherwise known as Jackie, from Hayward won our $500 Westfield gift card. It was the first time she's ever won anything.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
Super happy. I love when people win for the first time. We'll make you a winner here at the Alice. Donald Sterling.
Yes.
He's the guy who, 3 years ago, it came out that he was the owner of the Clippers, and he was estranged from his wife. He's an old dude, too, like in his 80s, and he had this girlfriend. But she didn't say... She said, there's nothing sexual about our relationship. I'm his friend. He's my... What was it, like my funny bunny or my...
Something along those lines.
My silly wabbit.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah. He's my silly wabbit.
Disgusting.
Her name was like V. Stiviana.
Uh-huh,
there it is.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, and it's funny because I do have a little bit... They settled their whole... She had to give back everything in the end. The wife had sued saying that we were married. That was community property and he had no right to give you that stuff.
Right.
The list of things that she had to give back... Hold on, let me find the list. It's awesome. a $1.8 million Spanish-style duplex. This is what this V. Stiviano got for hanging out with Donald Sterling. A $1.8 million Spanish-style duplex, $1.2 million in cash, $400,000 in cars, a Ferrari, two Bentleys, and a Range Rover, $10,420 for two Chanel flat bags, a $5,300 Cartier love bracelet, a $4,500 Louis Vuitton suitcase, a $1,000 pair of Manolo Blahniks, $925 in dry cleaning, $843 in skin treatment, $695 for a pair of Chanel thong sandals, $391.
Oh my God, that list goes on.
I love it.
$391 for an Easter bunny costume.
Ooh.
So we
did anything for any of that.
$354 for a birthday cake, $300 for a two-speed blender, $140 for a Kobe 8 system Nike basketball shoes. Kobe 8 system Nike basketball shoes. $140. $12 for a lace thong.
$12.
And $1, a donation to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital as part of a purchase at a CVS store.
Nah.
Wow,
boy, that wife went after every single thing.
Every penny.
You know what you're reminding me of? So last night after we got home from the little, I don't know what you'd call that disaster, but after we got
adorable.
Home. It was very cute. But anyway, from the singing performance, we got home and the game was still on. It was the Saints and the Falcons and it was tied.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God, it's still on. And I hit play and I sit down. And then my kid comes in and she sits next to me. And then the missus sits down and I'm like, here's the remote, you guys. You can, you know.
Aww, but what if they just want to sit with you?
Well, no, that's it. I stayed there and I gave them the TV. What do you mean? Oh, I'm the one that gave up the TV.
That's what we're saying. Oh.
Oh, well, whatever. Anyway, so they switch it to Friends.
Oh, and you love Friends.
Oh, my God, a tied game in the NFL.
And I'm watching a 15-year-old episode of Friends.
But it was the one where, and I don't even remember how Joey lost his job on
the soap opera,
but it's the one where he'd bought all this crap to fill his own new apartment.
Right, because he moved out from Ross.
And then they had to repo everything, and that was the episode where
he wanted to keep that big white dog.
He's like, spent $1,200 and he's running the list of the kooky named places where he spent $5,000 on Love of Lucite or whatever.
Right.
And it sounds like that lawsuit right there. Where they just went in.
A dollar donation
and
at the
started
CVS.
Taking everything she's got.
Oh, and so much of that is cash stuff, like $1.2 million. You think that V. Stiviano still has that laying around? No. Anyway, Donald Sterling had the cops called to his house. It looks like this might have been last night. Yeah, Thursday night. He was driving his Mitsubishi Eclipse. Oh, DJ producer Schmitty was driving his Mitsubishi Eclipse when a Range Rover parked outside Donald Sterling's Beverly Hills home flung its door open and took off his passenger side mirror.
No.
Schmitty. So I was like, what is he doing?
He's not
driving an Eclipse. This Schmitty dude says a woman exited the driver's side of the Range Rover and Sterling exited the passenger side. He says Sterling announced that he was an attorney and that only phone numbers needed to be exchanged, no insurance. Schmitty said he insisted on getting insurance information, but Sterling claimed we don't have it and walked inside the house. Schmitty called the Beverly Hills PD, and when they showed up, Sterling sent a cleaning lady out of the house to speak on their behalf. The cop said, if everyone involved in this accident doesn't come out right now, this situation is going to be escalated. You go back in there, and you tell the people involved in the accident to come out. So Sterling and the woman came out, and Schmitty said that Donald Sterling started screaming at the officers, screaming, you don't know what you're doing. I'm going to call my friends to help me out. He also says that Donald Sterling called him a little smug-nosed piece of poo. Oh. He didn't say poo, though. And then a bunch more police officers showed up and eventually convinced Sterling that he needed to exchange insurance information. It was this, they knocked a mirror off. All the guy had to do was do a quick exchange. Or even say, I don't have insurance, I'll cover it. Here's my number. Here's, you know.
Here's $1,000, go away.
Right. Here's $1,000, go away.
Well, that's how the guy made the news, though, for being just a total puke. But what I don't have in front of me, and I wish I did, just because it's the thing.
What is it?
Donald Sterling bought the Clippers for, like, no money and sold it for $2 billion. $2
billion. Billion with
so
B.
As you said that Mitsubishi Eclipse, I'm like,
yeah.
That didn't, no way. That's not... He's not driving that.
It's funny because
nothing against Mitsubishi.
Oh no,
Eclipses.
Sure,
sorry
they're fantastic
if you're out there.
Cars.
They are really good.
Yes.
I wish I could get one, but
billionaires aren't driving them.
Right.
They gift those to their cleaning lady who goes outside the house to speak for them. I guess he flipped out. Finally, I guess they hammered it all out. This Schmitty guy, he's a DJ producer.
But so wait, you're not telling us that V. Stiviano was with him, right?
Oh, no. I just
so they thought, are fully what, broken up.
Oh, and, yeah. I just thought, what fun to bring the Silly Wabbit back up into the
and
conversation.
And she's gone from the public eye and complete.
No idea where she's at
I
right now.
I haven't heard of her name or seen a picture
not
of her.
Not since the whole thing went down.
All right.
So she didn't get any stardom out of it, Vinny, which is too bad. What's coming up in the news?
I've got a couple fast facts. I've got a guy... speeding to get to a booty call.
Oh.
They still do that, booty calls?
Apparently so
is right. Also fast food and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Hope you have a great Friday, everybody. Thanks for listening. You're not going to... It's not.
Do you want it right now? You didn't prepare me.
No, it's all right.
I can get it.
No, we'll do it at 9.
Okay.
I am kind of jonesing for it. It's been a few weeks. I'm sorry I didn't prepare you. I thought it was just a button that you pushed.
It is, but I still got to get that button ready.
This part of the show is brought to you by Smart and Final. Hey, everybody. Steve Silver's Beach Blanket Babylon. That is quite the show.
When are you going to go?
I'm going, I think, the first week of the new year.
Oh.
Yeah. My friends are going to be, they're going on some extended cruise.
Who's your friends?
Joe and Ariane.
Oh.
Going to see if they want to go.
Would you do that? An extended cruise?
No. Yeah, I would do a cruise, I guess. I don't know. I've never gone on one before. Bryn loves them. I'll talk to my friends. This is their first cruise, too, so we'll see how they like it. Anyway, Steve Silver's Beach Blanket Babylon. Meet you there.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by OaklandSpotlight.com, a new feature from Visit Oakland, highlighting a new neighborhood each month. For December, check out Oakland's Lower Hills.
Okay.
Here's what's happening. This is from the sports section of today's USA Today, although it's pretty much everywhere. Larry Nassar? A former Michigan State and U.S. gymnastics doctor, whose work took him to multiple Olympic Games, has been sentenced to 60 years in federal prison.
Bye-bye, loser.
Yeah.
What a horrible person.
Child pornography charges to which he's admitted. He's a guy who many of the very famous Olympians you're familiar with from the female Olympic team, he was their doctor.
Yeah.
And abused them.
Mm-hmm.
So... he still has more charges pending, but he got 60 years, and it looks like that's going to be the rest of his life.
Well, adios.
The
Good
judge,
riddance.
I guess apparently he had the volume of pornography he'd collected. The sheer volume alone was enough for this judge to... want to throw it
just
at him.
The really the porno that he had like on his computer, mm-hmm. because like 100 Olympic athlete hopefuls and training gymnasts have made accusations against this guy, and just the pornography was enough.
The judge said she'd sentenced defendants in child porn cases for decades, but Nassar was unique in the sheer volume of porn he'd collected and the brazen way he assaulted women during medical appointments with parents in the room.
Oh.
So, bye-bye.
Parents in the room?
There are still pending lawsuits. More than 140 women or girls have said he assaulted them.
Oh.
Often during medical appointments. So he's in jail, he's off the streets, and they're going to continue to pursue more charges. How about a fast fact?
All right, I'll take a fast fact.
Christopher Columbus thought manatees were mermaids on his first journey to the Americas. He wrote in his journal in 1493 that he saw three mermaids, but, quote, they're not nearly as beautiful as they are said to be.
Yeah, they're butt ugly.
Yeah.
They don't wear shells on their boobs either.
You want another one?
Yeah, that was a funny one, though.
This one's not that funny. Oh. It's actually kind of gross, but it lets you know that this has been going on for far too long. President Grover Cleveland was 27 years older than his wife, which isn't necessarily creepy on the surface, but he was good friends with her father. He met her shortly after she was born and even babysat for her when she was a child.
Oh, wow.
And then later married her.
What, did he marry her at 13 or something? Mm. Gross.
President Grover Cleveland, everyone.
When was he the president?
I don't know. Come on.
He was president 1885 to 89, and then 93 to 97.
Of the 1800s. Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yes.
I know.
This next one is just one of those that makes the news and you go, it's almost like Darwin.
All right.
Story. Man cements his head in a microwave, forcing firefighters to spend an hour trying to free him. I'll show you the picture in a second.
Fill the thing and then stick his head in?
He's a YouTube prankster.
Oh, for God's sake.
Five firefighters spent an hour working to release a YouTube prankster who cemented his head inside a microwave. The 22-year-old and a group of his friends mixed 7 bags of polyfilla before they poured it around his head, which was protected by a plastic bag inside the appliance.
He's lucky he didn't die.
That's why the story makes the news. The firemen say, this might sound funny, but this guy could have easily killed himself.
Just the plastic bag over his head seems problematic.
The friends managed to feed an air tube into the man's head to help him breathe, but as funny as this sounds, this young man could have easily suffocated or been seriously injured.
Boy, people will do anything to be famous on YouTube.
How many likes or views, whatever.
Ugh. What a dummy.
It's downright pathetic.
It is pathetic. It's desperate. I want to cement my head in there.
There was a rap in The Punisher about this. The Punisher I'm watching on Netflix, everyone. I started it last night. The rap was about how everyone wants to be somebody else and they all want to have this fame. And they're all these... Nobody is content just to be. Everyone's got this look. They're looking on their phones and they're looking at the... I'm not going to be able to even paraphrase it correctly. But as the guy did the rap, I was like, he is very closely nailing our society right now, like perfectly. And there's an example of it. I want hits on YouTube, so I'll practically kill myself for it.
The guy made the lady shoot him in the chest because he put like a telephone book or a couple dictionaries or something.
They made the news because she killed him.
Yeah.
Her partner, I don't know if it was her husband, but it was the father of her kid.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like,
but he wanted hits on YouTube.
This is the stunt that's going to make us famous. And she wasn't sure about it. She didn't really feel good about it, but she did it anyway. Pulled the trigger and the guy died. The end.
And listen, I don't wish anybody's death on him, but I feel like when someone dies like that and we all hear about it, it prevents other people from doing it. Like, I think that's the problem with successful stunts. I'm going to try that too.
Look, I have to admit, I love Jackass.
Yeah.
I watch those boys guys. And laugh so hard at all the stupid things they do. But they're actually professional about it. They're hurting themselves, yes, but they do know and think through and plan these stunts they do. And they're funny. But that's what these kids are sort of mimicking, right?
They want to be the new Jackass. There's something to strive for. I'm the new Jackass.
Well, I mean, they are rich. They got rich off those movies, didn't they?
They did. Johnny Knoxville actually made other movies.
Yeah, from that. Mm. A new survey asked people for their opinions on all different types of fast food so you can see how normal your preferences are. Who has the best fries?
McDonald's.
Yep, number one. Yeah. What chain has the best pizza?
What chain has the best pizza? I don't know.
Domino's won that one.
Oh, Domino's?
Mm-hmm. What's the best sandwich shop?
Michael Sourdough.
People, well, you're, yes.
Panera.
That came in second. Oh, people went Subway.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Subway's fine in a pinch.
Right.
Who has the best tacos?
Is it Taco Bell?
They came in second, Chipotle.
Oh. Really?
Got 41%. I didn't get to eat there, but where I grew up down south, I never even saw a Taco Bell. Like my whole life, right. It was Del Taco, was the fast food Mexican place, and you didn't even really go there because there were
real
taquieras
places, right.
All over the place.
Exactly, I'd rather go taquieras. To some independent
taquiera.
Taqueria. I can't even say taquiera. Taquiera.
Anyway, Chipotle. Oh, what I was going to say is, so there was a Del Taco near my mom's new house, and I didn't get to go there, but I was like, oh God, that's the place.
Oh,
you know. You get a bean sack there real quick.
Mm.
Mow that down and then go surf or whatever.
By bean sack, do you mean bean burrito?
Yeah.
Oh. Is that what they're called, sacks?
No, I mean, it's just one of those.
Surfer lingo.
Bra. Hold it on a little. The first in a bean sack. Then
which chain restaurant? Okay, I don't know why I bothered to tell that side
story. I hit
story.
That curl and I was all
cute.
Hold on a little.
Which chain restaurant has the best breakfast? IHOP got the win there. Waffle House second. Cracker Barrel.
Oh, Cracker Barrel.
Came in third. You familiar with it?
I've never been to one.
Is that the place where they throw the peanut shells on the ground? Am I mixing them up with something else?
I don't know.
Oh, I wanted to do this, but I put my iPad down, and so I missed the story because I was getting something else off it. Silicon Valley Bay Area tech firms are drawing flack over hiring a record number of eye candy models for their holiday parties.
Oh, they populate the parties with hot chicks who are paid to be there and make conversation.
Yeah. Hmm. And people are super pissed about it because they're like, listen, these guys may not be great socializers that, you know, whatever. They're not known for that. And so you're trying to feed eye candy to them for their holiday party, but you're not showing women well there. Is it wrong, Sarah? Several agencies have provided models for events and said a record number of tech firms are quietly paying up to $200 an hour for each model hired to chat up partygoers. Good money for the people who get hired, right?
I guess it is. It's just, you know, maybe if they just hired more women in Silicon Valley, there'd be
right.
You know, less need to
I find
hire
it
models.
Highly disturbing, says Adriana Gasconi, or something, the CEO of Girls in Tech. It's disappointing and deflating to see this news and see how it's still spreading and how some companies and some people think it's still okay to treat women this way. Models come and interact with these awkward male engineers who may not be able to socialize with members of the opposite sex or bring a date. It's like buying women and exploiting their bodies and their physical attributes. Women have to work 10 times as hard to prove ourselves in the world, and this does not help our cause.
Well, she's not wrong, but also these ladies, you know, it's not like they're, I mean, are they paid to do these guys?
Because that's what I'm thinking is,
you know, if
where's
they're getting,
the line? Are they if prostitutes?
If they're
also?
Just getting paid to go there, you know, they want money too. Everybody needs to make a living. I don't know. It doesn't feel right, but I'm not going to take a hard line on this one.
The article goes on to
Friday.
Say the people that were hiring them came out and handpicked the models, like from their photo cards. They call them atmosphere models.
Oh, to make it seem like it's a cool party.
Well, what about the models that walk around that are painted? You know, they hire those ladies.
Yeah, but if you hire, like, Hooman had all kinds of circus performers at his,
Circus
his show.
Solar.
So that was just eye candy for us to look at. It was super fun. And
yeah.
Like, where's, you know, what's the difference?
No difference.
I don't know. Is there? I don't know.
I don't know either, but I know that most people don't even get holiday parties, so these tech companies...
So congratulations to
so
the tech
nice.
Parties that get the hot chicks hired for them.
I was at that Salesforce party and thought, man, they gave these people an open bar on top of all the free food and the bands they hired and the dance floor.
Well, they had a good year. And they're celebrating away.
Wow. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
All right.
That soundtrack was really bad. And the following two songs also bad.
Yeah.
To the point I had to turn the volume down.
Oh.
I love Matt Kearney.
Human liked it.
Says 707.
It's going to be a big film.
Sure.
So, and all those songs are going to be in the movie.
Guys, the greatest show is the team behind La La Land and Broadway's Dear Evan Hansen.
Oh.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, it'll be, you know, it's interesting. Sometimes if you really like a movie and you, once you hear the songs a few times, like I'm a huge fan of soundtracks, actually. I listen to them all the time. So it's maybe that'll be one. It just was very yelly. I felt like everyone was yelling at me at once. Big chorus singing at you, you know.
Oh, maybe out of context, that's why.
That's
like that.
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
415, Vinny, I was counting on you to stop Human by the second song, You've Let Me Down. Listen, I don't expect nobody in this room has the same music taste as me, and I expect that's the case out there in the listening audience. Right. So I often let stuff pass because
well, everybody
it's not...
has their own thing,
right.
And so you hope on the music days that you'll hear something that you like while you sit through the stuff you don't like.
Everybody. That soundtrack is really, really good.
Oh.
Oh.
So some people, see, some people.
Come on, a country song with Kaepernick?
Yeah, I know.
God, I'm getting ready to change this channel. You're
it's
so liberal.
It's not Kaepernick. It's not. It's neon. It was.
Neon lights.
Neon or stadium lights. And I thought it was, you take a knee under stadium lights. I was like, well, that seems unusual.
510 says, it's funny how Donald bought that girl Kobe shoes when he's the owner of the Clippers and Kobe was a Laker.
Yeah. He bought her what she wanted.
Donald Sterling, Yuzette went and got the numbers for us. Donald Sterling bought the Clippers for $2.5 million and sold them, was it 30 years later?
8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah, roughly.
30-something years later for $2 billion.
So what is that, 1,000% return on investment? Mm-hmm. 2.5 million times 1,000 is 2.5 billion.
Okay.
I think.
But says you.
I'm not positive.
707 says, Joey lost his job in an interview. He said he wrote his own lines, so the writers killed him off.
That's right. Oh, my God, that's right. He goes, yeah, I just do my own lines. I just, you know.
Joey moved out of Chandler's apartment, you guys, not Ross.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Ross had his
own
apartment.
Yeah. And then he got that roommate, Eddie, who was kind of crazy.
The creepy roommate who wouldn't leave. That was the whole episode. Yeah. And he was shrinking fruit, freeze drying fruit. I don't remember.
What did he get? Like, is that one of the purchases he made with his soap opera money?
No, no, no. The bad roommate,
Eddie,
was freeze drying fruit. Didn't you watch Friends?
I did. I don't remember that. I mean, I remember Eddie, actually. I can picture him. I don't remember anything about the freeze-drying of fruit.
Well, anyway, I got to catch a Friends episode last night
instead
of watching the end of the football game that was tied up. I believe the Falcons ended up winning that one, Sarah. That's the best, Vinny. Friends all day long at my house. If it's not on regular TV, my 10-year-old finds it on Netflix.
Oh, funny. Well, there you go. You're keeping their pocketbooks full.
That was a real barn burner, Vinny. 20-17, last minute finish.
Yeah, I was on the couch watching that thing going, oh my God, it's tied up. I'm home just in time.
Mm-hmm.
And then
my
girls
comes
got
my
on
family.
The couch with me and sat down, and I just went, here.
Well, what time was it at that point anyway?
It didn't matter. I mean, it wasn't the Niners, and you know what? My kid was cuddling with me, so it was fine.
You'll take it.
And I got to see an episode of Friends, everybody.
Yay.
Yeah.
Are we going to take a quick break? When we come back, your chance at Disneyland tickets.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.